This speaker comes from Singapore, and what you hear are the sort of slightly chopped rhythms that we associate with Singlish, although her dialect isn't pure Singlish at all, really. If you want that, listen towards the end of her clip when she tries to demonstrate a little further what we would recognise as a more Singlish frame.
Leia was the infamous princess of the Kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Caught with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Glauce's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus Peleus' palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Peleus to keep you secure, killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide. Horror and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh yes, the father I betrayed to go with you. To Peleus' daughters? They welcome me with open arms, like glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you, hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband, lucky woman, you could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself, rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. English is a Creole language that has a mix of English, Chinese, and Malay as the dominant languages. And within Chinese, there are different dialects as well that inform this Creole called Singlish. So we have different, we have several words that feature at the end of sentences like la, le, lo, le, me, ma, xia, and eh. So they are very hard to describe because only people who have lived in Singapore or have spoken Singlish get the nuances of it, and they don't really know why they say it, they just do. and the grammar is usually broken up because the history of Singlish is that Singapore, being an island of immigrants, had people from different countries. So in order to communicate with each other without the help of schools or tutors, they just tried to simplify their language as much as possible and adopt each other's languages, you know, to form a common ground of speaking, and that's how Singlish developed. Also, it's very nasal in tone. Most of the breath, I would say, comes from behind the nose, and it's clogged up, and if you get louder, it gets screechier and slightly whinier, and there is a sort of whine, a general whine to the way it sounds. If someone in Singlish were to read, it would probably sound like, Madea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Cochise. Singlish also sounds slightly confrontational when you're speaking it loudly. It's just how people are brought up when you get caned if you make mistakes, or you get punished by being hit by your mom. And it always sounds like you're being scolded when someone speaks to you in Singlish, even when they're asking questions or being polite, because that's just how it sounds like. Madea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Cochise. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Madea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Madea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. So Madea is a Greek tragedy, and it features this princess of the kingdom of Cochise called Madea, and she was this daughter to King Aetes, who kept this thing called the Golden Fleece. Yeah, so there was this man called Jason, and he led his best men to help find the legendary fleece, but Madea fell in love with him and tried to undo her father, like get rid of her father so that they could get married. And then Jason and Madea fled to this new place. But then Jason fell in love with someone else, and then Madea got really jealous, so she plotted to get rid of Jason and to take revenge by killing their children. Yeah.